and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Captain Kane, or Marijn.
And I'm Sam, or Brace Boy, and this is episode 42.
42. Yeah. And you know, Douglas Adams already said, that's what it's all about. That's what life's about. This is the episode you should have heard before you die.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this episode, you're not dead yet. So you're
no.
You're
doing and well. It's going to be a special one. It's going. I know, for sure.
Yeah, it's always with you. If when we are together in one room, Marijn, it's always a special occasion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also the things we are going to talk about.
Yeah. Barbecue, and your favorite topic.
The crisp, we are going to discuss.
Yeah. Also barbecue, your favorite topic.
Barbecue, yeah.
Your favorite
can
topic.
You introduce it? You bought this bag.
Yeah, this is a snack day from the Lidl. It's a
we already have discussed snack day crisps,
yeah,
right?
We I have believe... mixed results.
Yes,
but let's hope that this one goes to the good pile. It's a Ribble crisp. It's barbecue flavor. It's 100% sunflower oil.
So extra healthy,
extra healthy and everything. It's
It's barbecue flavor. Are we going to eat a barbecue? What is this?
Yeah, on the packaging, it shows a grill, a barbecue, and hot burning coals. So it's probably gonna be very coaly. I presume they just put.
This is flavor you want to have had once in your life.
Yeah, and they also put on a crisp, but I presume they're all blackened from the burn.
If you listen to this, you are still alive.
Yeah.
But after eating this crisp,
we won't be.
You probably won't.
Yeah.
But I'm interested.
I'm interested.
Should we mention it has an orange package? Because
probably, yeah,
it might resemble fire or something like that.
Yeah, or barbecue sauce.
Just
I don't know.
Try it out, but I'm curious.
Oh, it smells a little bit sweet and sour. The crisps themselves are also lightly orange.
Okay.
I'm passing the bag around.
Okay, thank you. Hmm, I do like the. I like the smell.
Yeah.
It's a bit sweet and a bit paprika in there.
Yeah.
Well, let's try it out. Are they crunchy? They are.
Yeah.
I see. Where the barbecue flavor is coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I like the flavor very much.
I think they are maybe not as good as last episodes. Episode 41. But these are quite decent in my opinion.
Mm. I've had a couple now.
Yeah.
And I taste the barbecue more. The flavor you associate with barbecue.
No.
But the first... I didn't really like the first one.
No. Am I correct if I say that it's more barbecue sauce flavor?
Yeah. I don't get that much of the smokiness you expect from barbecue flavor.
Me neither.
But you do get the sweet and sour you were referring to earlier.
Yeah. Should we do a roundup of the crisp?
Yes, that's so. Oh,
smell.
This one was really salty. Roundup.
Yeah.
Smell. Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour. Flavor, yeah, barbecue sauce, but it's not
a good barbecue sauce.
No, it's not the one we bought for our
no,
but more on that later.
Yeah, but yeah,
no. Crunch is all right.
Yeah, I would. These are rich crisps.
Yeah.
So you would expect a real good crunch. Yeah. And I think the crunch is okay, but yeah, not spectacular.
No. I would give these... I wouldn't give them maybe 2.5. Maybe a three. Maybe a three.
I would go... I really don't like the taste that much. So I would give them 2 bags.
Okay.
1.5, 2 bags.
I'd give them a passing grade, 2.5.
Okay.
2.5 and
then... Decent.
Yeah.
So... If you are really into barbecue and barbecue-flavored crisps,
barbecue
this snack...
Barbecue
sauce-flavored, yeah, but doesn't say so on the package, so...
That's what how we can
If you like it, go try it out, Snack Day Ribble barbecue flavor.
Yeah, they are...
And if you don't, well...
Too bad.
I wouldn't recommend them.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't recommend them, but I also wouldn't say don't buy them. It's a meh for me. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a shame.
Such. Marijn, you prepared a nice little trivia for us.
I did.
Yeah, you did. And it's, again, it's barbecue related.
It is.
That's your favorite topic. Your favorite thing to do.
I like barbecue a lot. Yeah. And
more than life itself.
A lot of people always. Well, they don't really know how to write it, and we have abbreviated it with a B and a B and a Q,
yeah,
which is not really adequate because there's no Q in there.
Yeah, I always thought barbecue was a hard... I'm dyslexic, and I always thought that barbecue was a hard word to write, but I'm actually... It's actually quite easy when you get the hang of it.
And if you know the origin of it, it becomes even more easy.
Please
so
enlighten us.
The origin is barbecue comes from the mid-17th century Spanish word barbacoa.
Barbacoa.
And that is possibly derived from the Arawak word barbacoa.
Yeah.
Which means a wooden frame on posts.
And what is Arawak? What
Arawak,
is this?
The Arawak are a group of indigenous people of South America.
Yeah.
And the Caribbean.
Okay.
And specifically the term Arawak has been applied at various times to the Locono of South America and the Taino, who historically lived in the Greater Antilles and Northern Lesser Antilles in the Caribbean.
Okay.
And all these groups spoke related Arawakan languages.
And is that then a little bit the same language as Papiamento? Do you think? Do you presume? Is there anything?
I don't know, because I don't know the Arawak language very well.
Okay. I thought you were fluent.
I don't know that much Papiamento as well.
No, but you know.
I know some.
You've been in training in recent times.
That's right. But I wasn't finished with
tell more.
Barbecue is from barbacoa, which means wooden frame on posts, and the original sense was that wooden framework was for storing meat or fish to be dried.
Yes.
So preparing food in a sense.
Yeah.
And that is where our word barbecue comes from.
But then it was stored there. It wasn't heated. Grilled.
That is
smoked.
Yeah. That is true.
Okay. So
but with a wooden framework.
Yeah.
I wouldn't light a fire underneath a wooden framework, because then your wooden framework would go to ashes.
Yeah, okay. Good point there, Marijn de Vries. But Marijn de Vries won 7-0. But
ka-ching, ka-ching.
Ka-ching, ka-ching. But I think that... No, I don't know what I wanted to say. No, what I wanted to say is that barbecue... Because barbecue is something that happens a lot in the southern states of the United States, right?
I guess so.
Texas always... There are people in Texas that proclaim that they have invented what we call barbecue now. Like burning meat.
Yeah, okay.
On a grill with coals underneath.
Yeah, preparing meat over open fire.
No,
something like that. Or
because preparing meat over open fire is something that happened 10,000, maybe 400,000
years ago. Okay, lucky
one,
but
yeah.
Sem one, Marijn one.
Yeah. No, so the style of cooking that you have like a steel grill with coals underneath, and mm-hmm. that you use the heat of those coals to smoke, and also make food in a little bit of a longer period than like slow cooking, of course, which we're gonna talk about after this. Maybe we should just use this as a bridge to talk about our adventures with barbecue, because
now,
that's actually the interesting part.
Last week we talked about smooth segues. This one was smooth.
Yeah, this one was
so
smooth it was bumpy as hell.
This one was actually smooth.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about our barbecue adventures.
Because I had the idea a couple of weeks ago that I wanted to make my own pulled pork off the barbecue.
Yeah, but I think this idea originated in a previous episode of us, of the Crippled Christian Show. We already talked about this. When you talked about about everything you wanted to do with barbecuing, when you started talking about watching these videos of the
barbecue pit boys
and stuff. And we now, we did it.
Yeah.
We actually did it. We went, hell yeah. We bought a big chunk of meat. We bought a pig shoulder or what is the...
Pork shoulder, Boston butt, it's also
Boston
called.
Boston butt, that's the one I was looking for.
With bone, because in the bone is all the flavor.
Yeah, that's a given. I think that our listeners are intelligent enough to understand that. And we, what I went to the butcher shop. I got almost 5 kilo weighing shoulder that was.
Yeah, it was pretty heavy.
Yeah, it was bigger than my own. Bigger than my own shoulder for certain, but bigger than my own torso, I think. And it was a heavy son of a gun, 5 kilos.
It was.
I brought it over to you, and the next day or 2 days later, you rubbed it in with all kinds of herbs. Which herbs were those again?
The next day, I gave it a rub, rub, like you would do.
And what did you use for the rub?
I used salt.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Yes.
Paprika powder.
Of course.
Some garlic powder and some onion powder.
That's a good
tip. Very important, my secret addition, which is, as of now, not that secret anymore, I use some lime juice.
Yeah, that's it.
And also some lime zest, I believe.
I tasted that when we were eating it.
I almost fell in love with that big piece of meat.
Yeah. Let's be honest, people. Marijn hasn't felt the touch of another human being in quite some time. So when he feels the touch of any other naked flesh, he just gets all jiggly inside.
That is true. but still, first I had to remove some of the lard, the fat on the outside. And then it became a clean piece of meat that I started rubbing in the rub. And it smelled wonderful. And I almost fell in love with it. Put it in the fridge. Put it on the barbecue that Sunday, 2 weeks ago now. And started watching it for a great... Well, the piece of meat was on there...
9 hours, I believe?
9:45 in the morning.
Yeah, and then...
And I got it off... Like, I believe 6:15 in the evening. And then it got some rest.
Yeah, oh, okay.
For a little while. For a little while.
Yeah. And then...
And then we started eating.
Then we start, and we're still eating from it.
Yeah.
And probably this is a lifetime supply, I think. Because I still have enough pulled pork in my fridge to last me another year, at least.
I handed it out to everyone. I invited some of my friends, and I tried to get rid of as much of the meat, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Tried to give some to my colleagues.
Yeah.
Still, it was a lot.
I've been cycling around the neighborhood, just ringing random people's doorbells, asking them, do you want to take over some of my pool park?
I have been trying to hand it to several children walking around in my neighborhood, but that wasn't received very well.
No, no. I can
never accept pork from a stranger. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it a lot.
It was very good. It was, you made a very nice relish and a very nice salsa to go with it, which were very tasty. The relish was a little spicy for my taste, but it was good. I think it really, and we bought, talking about barbecue sauce flavor, we bought a very nice bottle of barbecue sauce.
Of course, yeah, we almost forgot that. But we had a really nice barbecue. I know we usually only rate crisps.
Yeah.
But this barbecue sauce, I believe it was from Santa Maria.
Yeah.
Hickory flavor.
Hickory flavor.
It was a very good barbecue sauce.
It was very tasty.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a very good, tasty barbecue sauce. But everything in the whole process was tasty. It was well prepared. It was a good piece of meat.
Yeah.
The tortillas we were eating were nice. Whole grain tortillas, which is good.
Still, they were store-bought.
The salsa was nice. the relish was nice. I'm not paying attention to the store-bought comment because it deflates my story about how good the food was. And I really want to thank you for doing this. And I want to thank our listeners for listening to the podcast all these this past year. And we want to challenge you. We want to challenge you.
We do.
If you see any spelling mistakes in the podcast, please let us know.
Maybe we should introduce this.
Maybe we should introduce this. You can send us an email.
You, Sam, Grace Boy.
Yeah.
You are doing a lot of work for the website and writing a lot of text.
Let's be honest. I do most of the work for the website.
Yes.
Yeah. What is actually your role on the website again?
On the website?
Yeah.
Well, I make sure we have something to talk about during this podcast.
You make the scripts for
these
podcasts.
I come up with the ideas and some of the jokes and But still, you do a lot of work for the website,
which I'm very
grateful.
Yeah, but I have dyslexia. Thank you, by the way, for your gratefulness. I have dyslexia, and so sometimes I check my message. I check the posts, the descriptions. It's mostly about the descriptions for these podcasts. And of course, I check those. I put them in a grammar checker and a spell checker and everything. I ask somebody else to read them for me. Proofreading is very important, as we all know. But sometimes there will be slips.
Yes.
Slips in my things that haven't been seen by our team, by our people. And if you find one of those slips, please let us know and we will give you a famous special shout out in
our podcast
in our next episode.
Yeah.
Or the episode after that. It depends when
you can send it. Can people send it to our email addresses? Sam@IrisCrisps and Marijn@IrisCrisps or info@IrisCrisps.
You can email it at info@IrisCrisps.com or just spellingmistake@IrisCrisps.com. That's also an option.
Yeah.
Or you can write a
dyslectic @IrisCrisps.com.
Or you can just leave it as a comment underneath the podcast.
Yeah. And then you will be the eternal wisecrack.
Yeah.
Which get we appreciate that.
Yeah.
So it's nothing negative about this.
No.
But if you find a spelling mistake, we say, hey, good job. You found it. It's there.
Congratulations.
It's good.
Yeah. And let's just do a quick roundup of the episode.
Yes, that's good. We talked about
barbecue flavored crisps that were actually barbecue sauce flavored crisps.
Yes.
And there were not two. They got a 2 from you and a 2.5 from
No, they got 1.5 2-2
okay,
from me.
Okay, okay, so 1.5 to 2 from Marijn and a 2.5 from me. It we don't recommend you buying these, but if you already have them in your shopping market while you're listening to the this podcast, don't turn around, don't dump them out, just buy them and dig through them. Just come on, soldier. You can do it. You can do it.
We believe in you.
Then we talked about the origin of the word barbecue.
Yes.
But it's not the origin of the act of barbecuing, because that one was...
Possibly not.
Is probably...
somewhere in Texas.
Somewhere in Texas or somewhere else in the southern United States. And then we talked about our barbecue experiences of the past month. And I'm already
making pulled pork ourselves.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to a new possible barbecue season that's coming up.
Yeah, well, maybe if you do your cooking low and slow on a barbecue, you can also do it in the winter, because you can sit inside and the meat is...
Yeah, you could do that. I don't know how environmentally friendly that is, but that's something...
It involves coals, so maybe not that much.
Maybe not that much. So this was it for this episode of the Crippled Chris Preview. And we had fun here talking about our stories, sharing our stuff.
Yeah, we... Now, at the end, we want to give a shout out to Audio Geeks.
Yeah, Audio Geeks. We are now, that's the new platform that you can find us on. All our episodes are on there. It's a fun website full of podcasts with nerdy, geeky stuff. Talking about movies, talking about...
Which you will like.
The pop culture, talking about all type of fantasy and geek stuff. Mostly in Dutch, but it's still fun, I think, for all our listeners. And... we want to thank them for being there, and you can still find all our podcasts, of course, on Radio Public, on Spotify, iTunes, Stickler, the whole shebang. We are still on there.
You can still follow, find us through our old website,
iratechris.com.
Yes,
we're still on there as well. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter.
Instagram
as well. All as iratechrisps.
Find us there, like, subscribe, and until then. That is how the crisp crunches.